This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of three conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died late Friday. Mr. Trump told a political rally Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. Mr. Trump has appointed Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Allison Jones Rushing, three conservatives, to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years, and could now pick one of them as his nominee for a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court. But Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden urged Senate Republicans not to vote on any candidate for the Supreme Court so soon before the November election. In a speech Sunday in Philadelphia, Biden said voters of this country should be heard. They're the ones who this Constitution envisions should decide who has the power to make this appointment. To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise of raw political power. Belarus police detained more than 10 protesters in Minsk on Sunday. That's according to Russia's TASS news agency, citing Belarus police. People were gathering for a rally in Minsk and other cities calling for veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko to step down. Mass street protests have rocked Belarus since presidential elections in August, at which Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory in a vote that his opponents say was rigged. Thousands of protesters have flooded Belarusian cities for 6 weeks, demanding an end to the 26-year rule of the country's authoritarian president. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Several global banks moved large sums of allegedly illicit funds over a period of nearly two decades, despite red flags about the origins of the money. That's according to BuzzFeed and other media reporting on Sunday. They cited confidential documents submitted by banks to the U.S. government. The media reports were based on leaked, so-called suspicious activity reports filed by banks and other financial firms with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The filings, which the report said numbered more than 2,100, were obtained by BuzzFeed News and shared with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and other media organizations. In all, the files contained information about more than $2 trillion worth of transactions between 1999 and 2017. They were flagged as suspicious by internal compliance departments of financial institutions. The reports are in themselves not necessarily proof of wrongdoing. Five global banks appeared most often in the documents: HSBC Holdings PLC, JP Morgan Chase & Company, Deutsche Bank AG, Standard Chartered PLC, and Bank of New York Mellon Corporation. Openly challenging the monarchy of Thailand's king, thousands of protesters marched in Bangkok on Sunday to present demands that include a call for reforms to curb his powers. The protesters have been organizing for 2 months against Thailand's establishment, breaking a long-standing Thai law against criticizing the monarchy. The marchers were blocked by hundreds of unarmed police manning crowd control barriers. The protest leaders declared victory after handing police a letter detailing their demands. They're calling for reform of the monarchy, removal of the prime minister, and establishment of a new constitution and elections. A fire broke out Sunday evening in the reception and identification center for asylum seekers on the Greek island of Samos, but is now under control, according to police and firefighter sources. The blaze broke out around 8:30 local time in the evening and comes 10 days after two large fires ravaged another asylum camp, Moria, on the island of Lesbos. Moria was notorious for its overpopulation and sordid living conditions. Many of the asylum seekers displaced from the Moria camp were placed in other facilities. The living conditions in the Samos camp, which is smaller than that of Moria with nearly 6,000 people, despite its initial capacity for 650 asylum seekers, are also very difficult, including inadequate hygienic conditions. The camps for asylum seekers in Greece have been isolated since mid-March because of COVID-19, while the rest of the country returned to normal in early May. According to authorities, 21 cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Samos. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.